the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Many people use the holidays as an excuse to overindulge. With holiday parties and family gatherings, there are many opportunities to eat one extra dessert or have an extra drink, and all those extra calories can really add up. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Heather Phillips is a health programs coordinator at the Southwest Missouri Area Health Education Center. She joins me today. With the average American gaining 2 to 5 pounds over the holiday season, what are some things that you could do to help try to have a healthier holiday?
Well, there's several different things that you can do. Probably the most beneficial overall would be to try to increase your exercise, along with the benefits of helping with maintaining a healthy weight. When you get out and you get the exercise that you need, you'll also be getting those feel-good endorphins and releasing stress and just making you more relaxed over the holiday season and more able to enjoy it. The goal is to get at least 30 minutes a day, but that doesn't necessarily have to be a huge 30-minute chunk. You can separate it out through the day. So if you can go on at least a few walks, maybe with your dog, or go outside and play with your kids, even for 10-minute increments, you're still going to get the benefits of that exercise.
When you're going to a holiday party, what are some hints about how to enjoy yourself without having a lot of extra empty calories?
Holiday parties are a huge part of life in America around the holiday season. One of the ones that I think of, there's several, but planning ahead, if you know you're going to be attending a party, say in the evening, maybe you might cut back during the day. So want to have a healthy breakfast, but maybe just not overindulging it at breakfast and lunch if you know you're going to probably have a few extra calories in the evening. So kind of planning ahead, making sure you're drinking lots of water, maybe have a healthy snack before you go so you're not starving when you get there. Some other kind of more funny ones that I think I've heard people say to make sure to dress in fitted clothing so that if you overindulge, you'll be uncomfortable. If it's like a buffet type style, sitting farther away, so it would be obvious to people if you got up for multiple trips to go back up and get more food. Just some things like that. Be choosy about which foods you decide to indulge in. Try to stick to the foods that only come around once a year, the cranberry sauce or the sweet potatoes, and maybe avoid some of the things you can have all the time, like rolls or other foods that are more readily available. That way you're still enjoying all those flavors, and try to eat slowly. That's a big one. It takes our stomach about 20 minutes to tell our brain that we are satisfied or full, so it's important to eat slowly.
If you're hosting a party, how can you provide a healthier spread without sacrificing the taste?
There are a lot of healthy recipe modifications that you can do to make things healthier, and a lot of times they taste exactly the same. You can't even tell. One of the ones that has came about probably more recently is how popular Greek yogurt has become. And Greek yogurt works really well as a substitute for sour cream or even cream cheese in recipes. Low-fat cottage cheese can work. You just blend it up really well to get that smooth texture. If the recipe calls for milk, using a lower fat milk, so 1% or skim, or you can also use non-fat dried milk powder. That can add some fluff and texture. I a lot of times will recommend that with mashed potatoes. So instead of adding tons of butter or extra fat, you can add the non-fat dried milk, and it makes them real fluffy and light and gives them a good flavor.
What are some of the biggest culprits that are problems over the holidays, and how can you address those?
One of the ways that we get the most calories is through fat sources. Most of our calories that come from carbohydrates and protein are only 4 calories per gram, but I always call our fats the more expensive ones because they're 9 calories per gram. So a tablespoon of oil has 120 calories. So if you think about that, if you just add a couple of tablespoons, or some of our baking recipes call for, you know, half cup or a third of cup, you're getting a lot of extra calories with that fat. So some of the ways you can avoid that is substituting with things, and especially in baking, you can use applesauce, and that works as a great substitution. A really fun, easy holiday cake, you can actually just use 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin and add that in with a spice cake. Skip the oil, skip the eggs, skip the water, and just bake it like that, and it comes out really moist and delicious, and you're losing all of those fat calories.
Heather Phillips is a health programs coordinator at the Southwest Missouri Area Health Education Center. And I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.